Is there a difference in quality between Alaskan Brewing Company beer in cans or bottles? I set out to answer that question on a recent sunny afternoon. I grabbed a six-pack of Free Ride APA bottles and a can of the same beer supplied by the brewery and got together with a few friends for some grilled halibut and a side-by-side taste test. Before we started, there were a lot of theories about the differences between bottles and cans. My girlfriend, Kate, thought there might be a change in the level of carbonation.
I bet it'll be smaller bubble carbonation out of the can.
Our friend Quinn thought the can itself might affect the taste of the beer.
I'm wondering if there will be a distinctive tinny flavor.
Ultimately, we decided there wasn't much difference. None of us are beer snobs, and to our untrained palates, the stuff from the can tasted a lot like the stuff from the bottle. In light of that, Quinn brought up the next logical question, at least to our group of friends.
If you were to hike to a cabin, would you grab a six-pack of cans or a six-pack of bottles?
Cans.
Yep, cans.
Alaskan Brewing Company co-founder Jeff Larson is banking on a lot of beer drinkers being into cans. They're lighter and more portable than glass, especially when empty, making them great for outdoor activities. Larson says the company had numerous requests for cans and wants to provide its beer in places where customers want to drink it.
Backpacking, boating, fishing, being on the beach.
But Larson says Alaskan isn't willing to sacrifice quality for convenience. While some small breweries, like Colorado-based Oscar Blues, have had success with canned beer for more than a decade, Alaskan took its time getting into the market. Larson says the company researched several canning lines before finding the right one at a brewing festival in Germany. The line reduces the amount of oxygen picked up during the canning process.
That's the key. Anytime you're dealing with filling bottles of beer or cans or kegs, it's exposure to air, exposure to oxygen that can lower the life. And this canning line is right now packaging the cans at the same quality as our bottling line.
He says the biggest difference between cans and bottles is that you're drinking from a different vessel.
Just the way the beer comes out of the can. It comes out in these little gurgles. And in that way, you're actually getting a different kind of experience. But as far as the quality of the beer, it's spot on.
The Alaskan Brewing Company plant is a maze of staircases and narrow walkways. As the company has grown over nearly 30 years, the footprint of its operation has stayed relatively small, even for a craft brewer. Larson and I are standing on a platform above the new canning line, which is wedged in near the bottling line and a packaging area in the main brew house.
When we made the commitment to go ahead and put the line in, we knew exactly what size we had, and it had to fit only in here. And it looks like it fits perfectly, but it took a little bit of effort.
Initially, the cans will be available only in Alaska because the company doesn't have enough space to produce canned beer for its markets in the lower 48. The brewery recently broke ground on a multi-million dollar expansion that will link its two buildings in Juneau's Lemon Creek area. The larger facility will allow the cans to be more widely distributed. While it's too soon to say what new beers Alaskan might produce, Larson says the expansion will let the company grow comfortably over the next decade.
You can't really know what's going to happen 12 months down the road. But now I think we're looking at 5 to 10 years with a lot more certainty and clarity.
The expansion project is scheduled to be complete by early next year. In addition to the new canning line, Alaskan recently started distributing its beers in two new states, Michigan and South Dakota. Alaskan Brewing Company beer is now available in 17 states nationwide. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.